Just about once a year, all they
have homecoming in the spring.
The conference don't send them in the pastors. You see, they have to put up so much. Now, the Methodists over at Hefton, they've got some almost 8 millionaires in that Methodist. And when they drop $1,000 check at a time, you know, that counts up.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah.
And they've kept this pastor they've got now. I reckon this is his fourth or fifth year. And they have to raise his salary every year to keep him. Didn't they send them in a little new beginner and they don't want that? So somebody go down in the pocket and raise that money.
Get that What about in that Heflin? We didn't see too much. We just came down to the town. What all do they have there?
They've got lots of nice homes, but they couldn't ever buy this property of them. And they got all orphans and lots of nice homes all through them woods, back top pine woods over.
Brick
home. The hospital is over yonder in the
we
pine.
Didn't see that.
No, don't see the town. Uh-huh.
And they've got 22 acres. That hospital's got 22 acres.
Hmm.
And the elementary school over here, they got off to the edge. Mm-hmm. They've got 20 acres for the elementary school.
And you don't even go by the high school. You never see the school.
No,
we
really
in
common.
Well,
they have
a
now they have the sewer plant that works a lot of people.
You came by that.
Yeah, we saw that.
More business forms back up there. You didn't see it, I don't guess. Can't see it much. And they have the post office and the bank and the Gahama, they make garments. And the chenille plant makes all kinds of chenille products. I don't know, is there any other
works
in heaven?
No, I don't think, except for lumber.
Lumber company, yes.
Pupwood yards, that's a great money, pupwood.
Mm-hmm.
They bring the world of money in here.
They've got two car places. I mean, they've got three or four for them, but big ones.
Mm-hmm.
Cold Motor Company and
Chevrolet
Company. Of course, they've got these boys that own little stations and does car work and sells gas. There's several of them around there.
Well, is there a Lincoln library or anything?
Oh, yeah, they've got a huge library over there. It's on backside.
You don't see a lot of that.
They've
got a county library, and then the high school's got a library.
Elementary's
got a school library.
Because
every school that does any good now has got folks have a library.
What about we didn't see very many hotels or anything?
There's
a hotel in town.
That's what they're liking on, is place to take care of people overnight. They go down to Fort Oxford to the motel.
On the same day down there. Now,
there's a few boarding houses. Few places where they'll take overnight.
The places there where they got rooms and beds for people to spend nights. This road has kept everything off. There hadn't been no motels built, for they don't know where to build them here or out to the I-20. They're building a very nice filling station out there, and I-20 is to be opened up by first of the year back toward Oxford.
Oh.
And then from Helping on over here, this store where you pack across it, where it's under construction, it's to be let the 22nd to be topped, finished.
Hmm.
And this young one, it'll be a year before this down here is finished. And Georgia's over here, there's a Douglasville about 60 miles and not doing a thing in the world.
Been there for ages.
I noticed it looked like it comes to a complete stop. It runs to the side of the earth, really.